I'm Barry Pope, and I am 84. I love it out in the country.
I am Jane Graham. My husband, Jim, and I live south of Nevada, about 3 miles, and we also live in the country.
We didn't observe St. Patrick's Day much, even though we were totally Irish. I didn't really think of myself as Irish, because my folks didn't celebrate Irish things all the time.
It was always known in our family about the Irish ties and the Irish ancestry of my mom, and we didn't really celebrate. Not until I met my husband, Jim, who is about as green as the 40 shades. And he has been the one that has sparked the Irish heritage and our celebration of it. You know, here we come from the Irish settlement way back down there, and then to find out the Graham families came from Ireland. You know, it's just how Irish can we all get? But I did hear all of the stories of the grandparents coming from Ireland. And
the one grandparent, Jeremiah, and his wife came to Wisconsin. They did not like it up there. It wasn't good farming ground because it was too cold, it was too wet, and it was such a short season. They came to Iowa, where their daughter had married somebody down at the Irish settlement at Cummings, Iowa. And then I have a grandmother who came with her mother. Her father had come and was going to send the money for her and the baby to be. And she had the baby, but she died. The mother died. And friends took the baby then because she was gone. And they waited in New York for her husband to come. They waited and waited, but he never showed up. And they raised her. Then she got to Iowa, and I can't quite remember how it was she got to Iowa in the Irish settlement at Cumming, Iowa. Gee whiz, there was a great community. I can remember my mother talking about the Breens and the Cutlers, and, you know, they knew them at church. They were all very religious and kept all the holy days, and but they weren't close to them of farming.
A lot of the thread was the farming. I mean, it was real farm. They had the working horse.
Right.
They all farmed with horses.
They weren't into the pleasure riding. Mm-hmm. And, no.
And then in 19, oh, probably about 25, they bought a Fordson tractor. And that was a big deal. My grandparents were born there in the Irish settlement at Cumming, Iowa, and were baptized and confirmed and everything. There was a lot of Irish in Cummings. There were mostly Irish people. My mother had 6 brothers. There were 7 children. She was the second.
And Grandma and Grandpa and the kids, they moved from Cummings, or, you know, the Irish settlement there, up here, midway between Bondurant here and Ankeny, because Grandpa had the opportunity to buy better land. Down there at the Irish settlements, it's kind of rolly. You know, the farm ground was okay, but they didn't have rocks and all that, which would have been the problem up in Wisconsin. But this was all flat land and really great ground, and so he moved up here. She was a junior in high school when they moved.
Oh, and I thought I was going to die, leaving all my friends at Narwhal. Uh-huh. And I was a junior?
Yeah. Well, a friend of hers, 2 of them got on the school bus. And later on, a gal who befriended Mom says, "We were so surprised because there were only 2 of you getting on the bus. We'd heard that there were 10 kids.
I was a Catholic kid at a very Protestant Bondurant.
Yeah, unfortunately, when any discrimination that was felt was over the Catholic-Protestant issue. that was a real contention.
There weren't too many of us. Mm-hmm. In my class, there was 1, 2, 3.
And talk about the culture, talk about the square dance.
In 1934, I was 5 years old. My dad was cleaning up. He'd made extra places to put corn. 1933 was a good crop, and he didn't have enough room in the corn crib.
Because 1934 was no crop at all. It was drought out completely.
My dad put the hogs out into the cornfield to eat up whatever they could find, because there was no crop to be harvested. And anyway, my uncle says, "What are you doing with those boards?" And he says, "Well, I'm cleaning them up. Maybe another year will be good, and I'm going to stack them up, and I'll save them." And he said, "Why don't we have a barn dance?" Oh, my dad thought, oh, golly, he was no dancer. But my mother thought, oh, this is great. So between Uncle Walt and my mother, Daddy didn't have a lot to do, so he worked on this, and Walt would stop by and help after his job. And they had the family. They did it 2 weekends. Us kids, there was 3 of us. I have 2 brothers, and I'm in the middle. And none of us remember the dance. We went to sleep, but we remember the getting ready for it.
Mm-hmm. It was your grandmother that played the fiddle.
Oh, yeah. She played the fiddle.
Mom, she's so Irish, she should speak with a brogue. And she should. She's just about all 100% Irish.
Tribute to the Iowans of Irish heritage in the wake of St. Patrick's Day. You heard the voices of Betty Pope and her daughter Jane Graham describing how the Irish arrived in Iowa, especially around the Irish settlement in the town of Cumming in rural Madison County, just southwest of Des Moines. Although the Irish pioneer heritage of Cumming has faded, that town does remain the home of St. Patrick's Catholic Church, which is listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. Pope John Paul II actually visited that little country church while he was on his first pastoral visit to the United States in 1979.